Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing how to get started in multifamily apartment investing. Gang, the beautiful thing about apartment investing is that it's a team sport, and there are many ways to get in the game, from syndications, smaller deals with partners, and there's plenty of other creative solutions. We've done just about all of them. So today we're going to unpack these and hopefully shine some light on your future path and also discuss what has worked for us, hopefully going to shorten that learning curve. G Daddy, G Papa Funk, Gino Barbaro with the six kids. How's it going, sir?
Doing good, Jake. How you doing, brother?
Always making it happen, big man. So, Gino, break this down for us. What do you think of starting an apartment investing? Where do you think people get the kickoff here?
Well, the biggest mistake that I see from whether it's our students or people trying to get into the game is they don't start. They think they need to have everything all in alignment. The stars need to align, and then they'll go. And that happens in everything in life. I'll give you a quick example. We just launched the website. If I had waited till that website was perfect and every link wasn't broken and every picture of Jake was spotless.
There's 400 broken links. Hey, the pictures of me are always spotless. You don't got to worry about that, all right?
My point being, we'd still be talking about launching the website. Jack Butcher said it best, get going, then get good. And that describes Jake and Gino's journey. We just got going because I had made so many mistakes 100%. Prior. And I think that's what we all get caught up in. When is the right time? Well, fortunately, now really is the right time because we're going into a downturn and there are more deals. It won't feel like it for a lot of you trying to start, but I will take you back memory lane, Jake, back in 2011. That's when me and you formed our partnership. And if anyone looks back at that time, we don't remember how terrible things were. The economy was not growing. We were still coming out of a recession. My restaurant was doing pathetic. We were doing terrible. I didn't have the funds. I was scared. But one thing that I was is I was desperate. I was hungry and I knew I needed this. And I finally found the right vehicle because I had invested in mobile home parks before. I had invested in strip malls before. And the other thing that I had going for myself was I had invested in a couple of mentorships. I knew what I needed to do. So I said, I need to get going. Before I get really good and before I think about buying 100 apartment units or 200 units, I just need to get one deal. And that's when I met you. I was ready to go. And it still took us 18 months to find that first deal. But boy, after that first deal, 3 months after that was the second deal. And I'm going to lay the framework out.
Hang on. Before you go too far, I want to say some sexist and misogynistic things because I know people love that coming from me. I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of not. So I relate that Gino's looking all serious now. He's like, where is he going with this?
I had such a nice intro and Jake's going to crap on it right now.
I'm not going to crap on it. So I'm going to pick on my wife a little bit. She's not here to defend herself. But ultimately, one thing that I see, and this is with many people, she'll want to, say, organize the kitchen. And so what she'll do is go on and buy 15 different organizers, doodads, and things that basically delay the process and actually sometimes can make it more complicated. So what you may be experiencing right now, if you're interested in apartment investing, is you're doing things that don't actually lead to results because you want to do it, but you're actually not committed in doing the work well enough. So I would say to people, be careful because there's a trap there where you maybe will just continue to read books or do things where you'll just continue to listen to podcasts, but you actually don't pull the trigger and move forward, get into a community, start actually walking deals, start underwriting deals. Those are the actions that are going to get you closer, not the little clicks in the podcast, the easy stuff. Do the hard work, immerse yourself fully, and that means people facing, walking deals with brokers, going to meetups. Those types of things are going to get you closer versus the doodads, the trinkets, and the 45 different organizer shelves that are still sitting in boxes in my hobbit hole.
So Mrs. Stenziano is not here to defend herself, but she is a saint to be married to a person like you. That's all I'm saying, bro.
You got a bulldozer and a saint. I mean, it's a match made in heaven. I'm telling you.
And she lifts you up every time you go nutso. But you're already skipping in like you're the snowplower. Can we slow down a little bit before you jump into underwriting deals and LOIs? We're not there yet. I think the first thing is mentally.
Right, I'll bring it back to second gear here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we need to decide.
You're riled up, man.
Yeah, we need to decide. It's all about our journey. You listening to this, this is your journey. You need to set your goals. Why multifamily? Jake and I can tell you till you're blue in the face. It's one of the best vehicles, tax advantages, cash flow appreciation, all that is great. But I think what you need to realize, it's about you and why you're choosing this vehicle. It is an amazing vehicle. I had one restaurant for over 20 years. Within 5 years with Mr. Stenziano there, we were able to accumulate over 1,500 units. And testament is it's a scalable business. It's a basic human need. So first thing is decide. Jake, talk about books. Here are two books that I really would recommend if you haven't read it, because they're truly important to mindset. Because after that, multifamily is a pie in the sky, as Mr. Stenzi likes to say. It's not a pie in the sky. That's what we think. You need to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Everyone who started their investment journey and gone on to be successful has read that book. If you haven't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, you need to read it. The
Let's
second
just assume
book.
They've already read it, because I think everyone listening to this is probably.
You know, they may have not. I mean, just make sure you read it. And if you haven't read it in 10 years, go back and read it. It's Fair truly, it, they don't tell you why. Jake and Gina will tell you how to buy multifamilies. Robert Kiyosaki will tell you why. Big distinction, but you need to know why first. The second book that I've really become passionate about, and Morgan Housel, if you're out here listening, I'd love to get you on the podcast. It's called The Psychology of Money. You need to understand your relationship with money. Now, if you are so risk averse, if you're so scared, maybe multifamily is not for you. I don't know what your relationship with money is, but I was that person that was risk averse. I was that person that was a big time saver. I was afraid. But then when I started learning about multifamily, I'm like, there's not much more risk in this. Everyone's telling me, oh, your restaurant business, that's not risky. Multifamily real estate's risky.
Well, how many restaurants fail in the first year versus apartment buildings?
Exactly. Right? When in reality, it's the flip. It's the complete opposite. So understand your relationship with money.
You were in the riskiest business.
The riskiest. Yeah. I was just in it for so long, I didn't know. So understand understand your relationship with money and how you react. And if you feel that way, go back to your relationship with yourself.
Talk
and
about
understand.
The owner dishwasher piece, though, because there's something to unpack here. Think about this. You were the owner, but you're also many times the dishwasher. That was a risky business.
Well, I'm only getting paid how much to wash dishes? I was the best paid dishwasher in Putnam County, New York for many years.
You look and good in that chef coat washing dishes too.
Dude, but think about it. $15 an hour work that I'm doing, I was afraid. I didn't understand. My relationship with money was I'm a saver. I'm living in scarcity. I can't hire somebody to do that. And I stuck in that paradigm. And when I found multifamily, I'm like, wow. This is a business. I can actually go out and hire a property manager. I can hire maintenance tech to help me out with this business. And I didn't understand. So not trying to get ahead. We're getting ahead, Mr. Stenziano. Talk about The Psychology of Money, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I would even say the third book you need to read is Wheelbarrow Profits. Buy Right, Manage Right, Finance Right. Hit me up, Gino@JakeandGino.com. I'll send you a free PDF copy. You need to read that because it's not rocket science. It's buying, managing, finance. Exactly. And the last book that I'll leave you with, which I love, is Creative Cash. I mean, that's the book that we wrote with our coach, Bill Hamm. We launched it. We published the book. It talks about higher theories. It talks about creative financing, seller financing. It talks about the three pillars of real estate, negotiation. But these are a lot of the tools that you need as a foundation to be able to start investing in real estate. So the first thing is decide. Second thing is start reading these books. Start understanding your relationship. And then this brings us to the next one, Jake, the events. You need to start going to events. Don't tell me you're an introvert, blah, blah, blah. Listen, this is the pizza guy who was hiding in the kitchen washing dishes. So I am as introverted as anyone else listening right now. You need to decide, I need to grow as a person. I actually look back at my life 10 years ago, and I'm embarrassed at where I was 10 years ago. And I hope everybody on this call 5 years from now is saying to themselves, man, I can't believe I was that person. But understanding where you want to go and understanding to get out of your comfort zone, it's okay. Take those baby steps. Go to those events. And if you can't do it by yourself, find yourself a Stenziano who you can latch onto and bring and partner up with, because you're not letting Stenziano down, right? You're going to go to these events with Stenziano. You may not go by yourself, but you'll go with a partner. So it's really important to go out there, start going to events, start going to meetups, and then ultimately you need to join a community. I don't care if you're joining the Jake and Gino community or another mentorship. That is when I got clarity. I understood the business at a different level. It's one thing to listen to a podcast about how to manage, how to buy. It's another thing to be able to pick up the phone and say, Jennifer, I can't take care of these property managers. They're killing me. What do I need to do? Oh, well, here are the docs that I use. Here's I hold them accountable. Getting on with people who have been in the business and done the business. And, oh, Jennifer, by the way, we're closing on a deal in a month. Do you have a due diligence document that I can do a takeover? Yeah, this is what we use. Oh, man, I forgot to ask for the financials. I forgot to ask for the contracts. Well, that's what we're here for. Understanding once you're locked in, you need to invest in your education. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be here with Jake right now.
And gang, these management things, they're all another one of those, as Ray Dalio said. And the beautiful thing is we've seen it all. Okay, over 2,000 apartments that we've personally managed with our team. We've documented it. We have the SOPs for all this stuff, okay? And the other
What's
thing
an
is,
SOP, baby? SOP, you know me?
Standard operating procedure, man. These are documents. These are systems that, hey, when the tree falls down, what do I do? When the toilet is clogged, how do we handle it? We even have a full maintenance training program online that was shot and filmed by our maintenance team to train our people up as they rise through the ranks. But I think the thing here for folks to realize is that this is a commitment over time, and you're stacking assets. You don't need to get rich quick. Over 10 years ago, Gino and I started on this journey, and we started with a 25-unit mom-and-pop apartment complex that we bought as a partnership, and that was it. And our goal was, man, if we could ever get to over 100 units, we are going to be king poobas. We're going to be rich. We're going to be... All of a sudden, we've purchased over 2,000 doors, and we're continuing to grow. We have over $250 million in assets under management, and it's incremental gains over time. Stack assets, continue to hold these things, and then when you bring new deals in, you'll get continued tax advantages that allows you to grow and scale your portfolio. It's really a beautiful thing, and the really cool thing about this is maybe some of you have been in tech. And maybe there's been huge disruptions within your space. Or maybe you're out there in sales and all of a sudden a new competitor comes onto the market and knocks you out. The really interesting thing about multifamily is the demand, because people will always need a place to live. That's why we love this business. And if you follow the framework, buy right, manage right, finance right, and you have systems in place for each one of those parameters, I'm not going to say it's easy, but there's a system here where if you do it correctly and you have the right parameters, it can be very scalable. And it's a business that'll really last over time, because people will always need a place to live.
We will overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in three or five years. When I met Jake in 2011, I retired from the restaurant in March of 2016. It took me 5 years. It seems like a long time, but you're talking about a person who lived in New York with six kids, and I already had that mindset. Within 3 years of buying our first deal, I was out of the restaurant. Jake's was even much faster. He actually ended up leaving in like September of 2014. So his was a much quicker journey. But I want to continue along, because this is really important.
Can I ask you a question before you do?
Absolutely.
Because this is really important. And I know you just said that, but I think this is actually at a higher level, because 5 years for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
You put in 5 years to create freedom for the rest of your life. And I know we're talking about how to get started, but I also wanted you to briefly talk about what that move looked like when you went to Florida, because not only did you become financially free, but your life changed big also when you moved to a state with no state income tax, better weather. I just, 2 seconds on that, because I think that's important to not skip over this.
Maybe 20 seconds. I'll give you one word. It gave me autonomy. Which is what we're all looking for. We're not looking for money. We're not looking for cash flow. We're looking for autonomy, the ability to make our own decisions. Now, at the restaurant, I was tied in New York. I couldn't leave. But with multifamily, it gave me the option to say, hey, you want to go to Florida, move to Florida? Absolutely. I was able to pick up the entire family, move to Florida. It gave me the autonomy to make decisions of starting the Jake and Gino community, starting other businesses, starting other ventures. And that's what I think we're trying to ultimately accomplish with this vehicle of multifamily. And what's great about it is it, over time, like you said, you continue to generate wealth. You continue to generate that income over time, and you get those tax benefits. But to continue along, because this is important, I want to really wrap this up with some other steps you need to take. Now that you've decided, I love what Gino and Jake are saying. I'm all on board. I love this vehicle. I've read these books. I'm starting to join these groups. You need to select a plan based on what you're trying to accomplish. Are you trying to leave your job in the next 3 to 5 years like Jake and Gino did? That's a different path. Are you just trying to get some kind of income? If you're a lawyer or a doctor and you want to become a silent partner or a limited partner, or you want to co-GPN deals, that looks a little bit different. Understand what your business plan works for you. After that, setting up the goals, select the market. What is one market that you want to choose when you're beginning out? If you're a beginning investor, we chose Knoxville because Jake was in that market. Learn that market. Understand what you need to do to become an expert in that market. After selecting the market, start opting into broker lists. Start meeting as many brokers as possible, because they are the gatekeepers. Once you meet those brokers, they're going to start sending you crappy deals. Now, if you haven't gone through mentorship or education, you don't know what a deal is. Your question is, oh, well, what's a deal? Well, when you go through our academy, you're going to understand what buy rate criteria is. You're going to understand what a deal is for you, because a deal for Jake and Gino is not a deal for somebody who's just starting out in the business. So understanding that the brokers are the gatekeepers, and meeting them and understanding them and being able to speak intelligently to them, so that when you say, hey, I want to go do a property tour, they're like, well, where's your proof of funds? No one in the Jake and Gino communities ever asked for proof of funds, because the students know how to speak intelligently. They know how to actually answer questions and are actually postured up. They understand that relationship with the broker. After that, brokers start sending deals. You need to start underwriting deals, what deals make sense and what deals don't. Part of becoming the expert. And as you see deals making sense, start doing property tours. Get on the tours with these brokers. Start looking at these properties. Then ultimately, the ones that do make sense, great. Start putting LOIs in, what we call letter of intents. And then ultimately those letter of intents will start getting accepted and you will go to contract. Now, I know we've gone through this really quick. Go back and listen to those steps, because it's really logical. I mean, it is a framework. Then there's frameworks within frameworks. But if you think about the buy right, the manage right, the finance right, it will lead a clear path on how to start in multifamily. And if you have assets, how to continue to scale those assets.
It's like anything, incremental gains over time. I want to repeat that again. Incremental gains over time. You shop your first deal, you start underwriting while you're getting educated. You get out there, you maybe put an offer in, then, you know, it gets rejected and you figure out why. And those little gains, those are learning points that will stack mm-hmm. over time. And then before you know it, you can create a real business out of this. There's a great opportunity also. You can meet us. We're having a huge event. Going to have over 1,000 people there. Some big time speakers this October at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando. Hit us up. JakeandGino.com/MM6. That's Multifamily Mastery 6. It's the multifamily event of the year. I would love to meet you there. And gang, I just want to recap this, because we started off, you know, out there just shopping deals, bootstrapping, me and Gino documenting our journey. Eventually, we were lucky enough to land a 25-unit mom-and-pop apartment complex as a small partnership. It took us 2 years, okay? This didn't happen overnight. Our community members go a lot faster than that, because we shorten that learning curve. We self-manage the deal. We've grown that into a company now with over 70 team members on it, and they invest in the properties alongside us. And we started with community banks. Now the majority of our portfolio is off to agency. It's very systematized, and you know, we run a well-oiled machine. It didn't start off that way, though. That's the great thing about stacking chips over time. It can set you free. Like I said, Gino, 5 years, myself, 3 years. And that's why we say that, you know, really, we believe in buying deals for the long term, think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.